from passionate professional employee owners. It's 30 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responding to a new video that appears to show a group of migrants breaching a barbed wire fence in El Paso, overwhelming National Guard troops. ABC's Maria Villarreal reports from Dallas.
Agents that work this area and are familiar with the case tell me that this all started when Texas troops tried to corral migrants, a group of migrants that were actually on U.S. soil. And things definitely got tense after several hours. The governor did post on social media that today he's telling them to put more razor wire back in that area.
UN Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative and immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez bowing out of the Democratic primary says he will not run while he is facing that May trial on corruption charges, but he has also hinted that he may run as an independent. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice, both men now accused of two murders. This is ABC News. Congress needs to work fast if it wants to avoid a partial government shutdown. The House is set to vote today on a $1.2 trillion funding package. The deadline is at midnight tonight. Apple now gearing up for a massive fight after the Department of Justice hit it with an antitrust lawsuit. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Prosecutors claim Apple forces customers to use the iPhone and its accessories alone, denying them access to digital pay services other than Apple Pay, and making it harder for them to text with people who use other brands like Android. Apple says if the government's lawsuit is successful, it would hinder our ability to create the kind of technology people expect from Apple. The case is similar to the government's case against Microsoft in the late 1990s, when a lawsuit targeted Microsoft for tying its internet browser to its own operating system.
Whole lot of brackets already busted. First day of the games, including an upset, number 3 Kentucky in the men's college basketball tournament, leaving only about 1,800 perfect brackets left. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
Hello everyone, this is Todd Compernall reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, be careful for nothing, Philippians 4:6. James McConkie wrote, My father was dying of a disease brought on by worriment. A great physician had been summoned from the city, but came out of the sick chamber soberly shaking his head. My father's earthly race was run. The physician joined me for a heart-to-heart talk. He drew from me the fact that I was a prey of the worriment and suffering from its dreadful results. He told me that I had the same habit that had been my father's undoing, and that unless I overcame it, there was no hope for me. I threw myself upon my knees and cried out in my agony of soul, O Christ, thou alone knowest how I have tried, I have fought, I have struggled, I have wept, I have failed. O Lord Jesus, unless thou dost undertake for me now, it's all over for me. Then I threw myself into utter helplessness upon Christ, and now found myself trusting as I had never quite done before. Jesus Christ began to give me the victory. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, snowy morning across the region. We'll have some waves of snow continuing throughout southern Wisconsin with a couple more inches possible, so please travel very carefully this morning. We do expect chilly weather to stick with us through the weekend, and it looks like another major storm will come into the Midwest on Sunday, and this will target areas off to the north and west of us for the heaviest snow Sunday into Sunday night. From the Dakotas up through Minnesota, northwest Wisconsin, western upper Michigan, that area could see something like 8 to 15 inches of wet, heavy snow. We'll just get clipped with a little bit of snow from that one Sunday morning, then transitioning to occasional rain showers late Sunday into Monday. Right now, it looks like we could see at least a half inch of rain from that. Then some cooler weather returning behind the storm system toward Tuesday into Wednesday. Here's a forecast for today, though. Winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Snow should be ending by midday, possibly picking up another 1 to 3 inches throughout the morning. High at 37. East wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming north this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear and cold tonight. Low 14 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny and chilly. High at 37. Wind variable 5 to 10. Saturday night cloudy with a good chance of light snow later on, adjusting to an inch possible, low 24. Sunday blustery with snow likely through mid-afternoon with another dusting to an inch possible, high 39 degrees. Then some scattered light rain late Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. Monday cloudy, breezy, and much warmer. Occasional rain showers are likely. Low 31, high up to 52. Tuesday cloudy and breezy with some spotty light rain and snow showers possible through midday. Low 33 with a high of 42. Wednesday partly cloudy and quiet. Low 18, high 37. And Thursday mixed skies and a touch warmer. Low 19 with a high of 43. Have a good morning. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 30 degrees with a few flurries still happening. Yesterday, 36 and a trace of snow. Record high, 78 in 2012. Record low, 5 below zero, way back in 1883. Last year's high, 51 and the low, 37. 7:16 sunset time, sunrise time tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Virtual school for River Valley and Weston today, 2 hours late for Highland, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, and Ithaca, Fenimore,
Dodgeville, and Boscobel are all closed. There's no AM Early Childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Water and land exercise classes at Simon's Recreation Complex will not be held, and Grand County meal sites and home-delivered meals are canceled as well. About an inch and a half of snow here at the RCO studios, and again, it's 30 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Sports time today at WRCO is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are. They're a great choice for you. Also, Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, giving you the opportunity to see firsthand what their equipment can do for you. Looking at some notes on sports, we'll check some scores from the local and area scene. Details as well on a Bucks win last night coming up.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Former River Valley standout and current Wisconsin Badger Shane Legal wrestled in the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships this week. Yesterday morning, he was a winner over ninth seed Bennett Berge with a major decision of 9-1. He lost last night to David Key of Navy with a decision of 4-2. Legal then dropped back into the wrestle back round at the 184-pound weight class, the NCAA Wrestling Championships. A few teams got out this week in high school softball, including the Riverdale Chieftains, who scrimmaged on Tuesday and played a game yesterday. Cashton was a winner over the Chieftains by a score of 10-2. Also on the diamond, Boscobel was an 18-1 winner at DeSoto Stoddard Elementary yesterday. Some games are scheduled today. Fenimore at Wisconsin Heights, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien, and Platteville at Sauk Prairie in area softball. An indoor track meet was held yesterday at UW Platteville's Williams Fieldhouse. Riverdale was among the teams there. Tim Bailey was a first-place runner in the 55-meter dash with a time of 6:77, and he was first in the 200 with a time of 23:90. Noah Arrington finished fifth in the 55 and sixth in the 200. For the Riverdale girls, Mallory Meese finished fourth in the 1600. Jenna Wheatonen was seventh in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz took a second in the 55 hurdles with a time of 9:53. Sophomore Kaylee Carter was first in the pole vault with a 9-foot vault yesterday. Also, Haley Schneider, a freshman, took second in the long jump for the Chieftains. Kiara Prohaska was third overall in the long jump, and Kayla McCorkle finished fifth with a shot put throw. Riverdale's girls 4x4 relay team finished fifth. That was Gretchen Buchholz, Jenna Wheatonen, Riley Bierce, and Mallory Meese. A few area teams will be involved in the lacrosse invitational tomorrow at the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse. Ithaca and Riverdale among the teams that will be headed in that direction. The Riverdale Communities Foundation Education Bowling Tournament fundraiser is this weekend. An 8-pin tap tournament at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet shifts at 11 and 1:30. Everybody is invited, whether you're bowl or not. And for more information, you can contact Greg Kinney at 537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl at 375-2200. Again, that's coming up on Sunday. Speaking of bowling, the Coffee Clutch League yesterday, the Girlfriends had an 1846 series, Class A an 1818, and the Three Aces a 1748. Class A had the top game, a 670, Girlfriends a 634, Class A and Spare Parts each had 625 games. Individually, Marsha Mahatka with a 568, Cheryl McNerlin a 462, Ann Makovic a 461. Top game game, Marcia Mahatka, a 211 and a 200, and Ann Makovic, a 189. Pat Adams had a 4.710 split pickup, Judy Adrian, a 5.7, Marcia Mahatka, a 3.10, and Cheryl McNerlin, a 9.10 and a 3.10 in the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling, Series High, Advanced Pumpin' Well, a 29.66, Alana Springs, a 28.67, and Maple Valley Co-op, a 2,808. Team High Game, Advanced Pumpin' Well, a 1,069. Maple Valley Co-op, a 983. Alana Springs, a 978 game, was third best. Top series for individuals, Jason Gerner, 97 over average with a 751. Isaac Davison with a 686. Third best series was Ken Nick Sr., who was 91 over average and a 685. Top individual game, Jason Gerner, a 275, Ken Nick Sr., a 255, and Isaac Davison had a 249. Brandon Adams bowled a 538, 118 over average, and Aaron Pardoon with a 534, 102 over average. Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, but it was 30 points and a dozen assists by Damian Lillard that boosted the Bucks to a 115-108 win over Brooklyn last night. Coach Doc Rivers credited the team and its defense from Dame.
At halftime, I was telling our coaches, it's going to be a tight game. You just feel it. You know, they had so much more energy. They were here sitting there watching us play last night, late in the season. You know, you just could feel it. I swear you could. And so I liked how we kind of gathered ourselves. They took the lead. We came back. We got stops. Dame defensively was phenomenal tonight, all game.
The next action for the Bucks comes up Sunday when the Oklahoma City Thunder will visit Fiserv Forum. Wisconsin's first-round opponent in the NCAA tournament is seen as a serious upset threat. After winning the Sun Belt Conference, the James Madison Dukes have a 31-3 record. 6'6" redshirt junior Terrence Edwards Jr. is averaging almost 17.5 points per game. Many college basketball analysts have pegged this showdown as the most likely first-round upset. Wisconsin has a successful history in the tournament, putting up a 40-25 record and making four appearances in the Final Four. Here is Badgers Max Klesmit talking about the opportunity to just get there and start warming up.
I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and like put up a shot at the March Madness logo during the shoot around. So just things like that that I'll probably remember forever. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm ready to let it rip.
Hear the game tonight on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And the first true shock of this year's March Madness, 14th-seeded Oakland over Kentucky last night, 80-76. Kentucky was a third seed. We'll have more sports coming up in a moment.
Bring the joy of spring into your home with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. All Easter gifts and decor now 30% off. Brighten your Easter table with a beautiful fresh centerpiece. Easter lilies and potted bulbs from Robin's Nest also available. Stop in today or call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Sports continues. We talk to our favorite guy with connections every which way, Mike Clemens, joining us talking about Wisconsin sports. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Phil.
A lot of things to talk about. How about the Badger women's hockey team, first of all?
Pretty good. They are the defending champions, and they're in the Frozen Four that's being held in New Jersey this year. And so they've got their first game in that tournament headed tonight. I think it's 6 o'clock Wisconsin time. They've got they've got a great lineup, great program. Kirsten Sims was named the most valuable player in their Western Collegiate Hockey Association. She's just a sophomore, very efficient shooter, leading scorer, and so she's up there. They're playing Colgate tonight, we just want to give them some mention too. With all the other stuff that's going on, here's a chance for the Badgers women's hockey team to repeat as national champions. Of course, their head coaches. Mark Johnson, who I remember as a kid, was, you know, played for one of the Madison high schools and made it onto that Miracle on Ice, you know, 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team that came up with the upset over Russia. What a great guy to have as a coach all these years for that women's program.
Yeah, lucky to have him. Let's talk March Madness. Marquette and Western Kentucky tip it off around 1 this afternoon. How do you see that game?
I see Marquette winning, and the one thing that people are going to keep an eye on is to see if Shaka Smart gets back one of his leading scorers, one of his leading players, Tyler Kolek, who suffered that oblique muscle strain a couple of weeks ago. He's going to try and give it a go this afternoon to get out there. That'll be a difference maker if Kolek is able to play as they get into it. But, that's an early start today. I think that's 1 o'clock tip-off time for the Golden Eagles, and everybody watching the Badgers tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, later on, so get a nap today. Everybody, it's kind of the darling of the tournament to pick James Madison over the Badgers if you're a nationwide fan. Are the Badgers upset prone, or is everybody in this tournament?
Well, just ask Kentucky how that worked out last night. Right?
I know. Ruined my bracket.
Well, the Badgers are playing a team, James Madison University, out of Virginia. Beautiful country there. The buildings on all the campus look like modern versions of Mount Vernon. Looks just kind of like that. It's a bigger school than you think, about 22,000 students. But their head coach has been there now 4 years. He's really improved the program. He got them into the Sun Belt, out of the Colonial Association out there. It's better, more money, better chance to the tournaments and that kind of thing. And has really built a nice program there. They tend to be good at three-point shooting. They're not as big. They're not as tall as the Badgers team they're going to face tonight. They have a 13-game winning streak, but I went through all the teams that they played, and they're beating a bunch of these below 500 Georgia State, Arkansas teams in that Sun Belt division. But they're coming in as, quote, unquote, ooh, the hottest team. In college basketball, with this 13-game winning streak, they were beating up on a lot of bad teams. But it's a smart team, and they're good at three-point defense. I was also looking up the alums of James Madison University. One of their athletic alums is Scott Norwood, wide right for the Bills in the Super Bowl 30 years ago against the Giants. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Maybe the shots will be wide right. Who knows?
You've done your homework there. So that's going on tonight. Now, the Bucks with a win last night. They lost to the Celtics, so the Celtics look kind of unstoppable, aren't they?
The Celtics do. I mean, they look really unstoppable. And I had this very interesting discussion with a guy who's covered the Celtics. He's actually from Milwaukee and at heart was a Bucks fan. He grew up watching Sidney Moncrief. He said, so here's the thing about the Celtics. They got all this in Horford, and they picked up Drew Holiday, in that double trade there with the Bucks and whatnot. They're led by Jason Tatum, who he said, now they've got to match this team that's right on their shoulder, the Bucks, in the game the other night. They did a great job of passing around. He said, but then Jason Tatum sort of takes over the ball now. He's like, okay, well, we got a lead. And he just starts putting up all these three-point shots and missing and not hitting. And he says, he starts thinking like he's Kobe Bryant, like he could just win this shooting. And they got themselves into trouble, and the Bucks were able to come back. Bucks lost. They didn't have Giannis playing. Giannis is dealing with a hamstring right now. He did get into last night's game. But this is, in Boston, and the Bucks were chasing him all night long. I found it interesting. He said the Celtics are a very analytics team. Like, their coach believes in, you start with the three-point shot. Highest efficiency shot, all that. But he says if that goes cold, you still got to find a way, to battle underneath for the rebounds and for getting the 2-point shots. You got to have a team with heart. He goes, I'm not sure who's, they've got all these great players, but he says I don't know if these guys can heart. And he said a team like the Miami Heat, like what happened to the Bucks last year, could knock off the Celtics if they don't play with a little bit more heart and stick to their programs.
I know you are in on some of the press conferences, and you get a chance to interview some of the players. I have been really impressed by Damian Lillard and some of the cuts that are featured. He seems like he's got it all together. Is that the case?
Here's the unreported story: Damian Lillard. You're right. I mean, he's very intelligent, very experienced, and always has some interesting angles and comments to look at too. But this writer from Boston who's, covered NBA for so long, he says, when I watch Lillard, he still looks to me like he's, a transplant. Like he doesn't quite really understand or has established what his role is with the Bucks, and that he's, by judging him from seeing him, for every second that game the other night in Boston. Maybe he looked a little lost out there without Giannis out there. So That I found that to be an interesting, fresh set of eyes on the situation. Now, last night, you know, Giannis and Damian looked great, you know, working together. But, I, the untold story, you know, Damian Lillard went through this, or is going through this horrible divorce. I mean, his high school or college sweetheart, they start family early, and then, you know, he gets on, you know, he doesn't think he's getting anywhere in Portland after 9 or 10 years, and they're getting younger. So he tells them, you know, I want to get traded. I want to get a ring here. And so he asks for a trade, and that's where, you know, the divorce proceeds. So he's going through this very tough, you know, private family situation at the same time coming to Milwaukee and trying to figure out that. And then they fire the coach in January.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. There'll be all kinds of stories down the road about what Lillard has gone through in this past year.
Mm-hmm. Especially if the Bucks can get a ring this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Always good stuff, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the weekend. It won't be for a lack of things to watch and see and talk about, will it?
I got to go out and shovel now.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Bye. Mike Clemens joining us here on WRCO Sports for a Friday.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
30 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Our time together takes us toward Fresh from the Country. Coming up next, no change in the school situation. Again, a 2-hour late start for Highland and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood in the Richland District or 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran as a result of the 2-hour delay. Schools closed today for Ithaca, Fenimore, Dodgeville, and Boscobel. River Valley and Weston have gone virtual, and water and land exercise classes at Simons Recreation Complex will not be held. this morning. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brand new stuff on the radio today, including this fresh one from Keith Urban.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head. Sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to paint this town, burn it down, and go round, go round, go round. Hey, what are you doing right now? And I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
Keith Urban on WRCO Radio as we kick off another edition of Fresh from the Country here on WRCO Studios. It is currently 30 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge and about an inch and a half of snow in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge and snow gauge. Dirks Bentley used Tom Petty's Rickenbacker guitar in the video for his version of Petty's song American Girl. Bentley says in a statement that holding the guitar made him feel almost that the story's resonating from it. American Girl is Bentley's contribution to a tribute album called Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty. The track listing and a release date have not been announced yet, but this one has been released to country radio.
There was a little more to life,
Dierks Bentley and a cover of Tom Petty's American Girl. Here on Fresh from the Country from WRCO Radio, we are right around the bend from our next trivia question of the morning.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock is not guaranteed continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
21 minutes before 9, the newest to our weather-related announcement list, Richland County meal sites will be closed today, and there will not be any home-delivered meals. Again, Richland County meal sites are closed today. They are in Grant County as well, with no home-delivered meals in that area. And water and land aerobics classes at Simon's Recreation Complex will not be held today. A brand new one from a group that is called Red Clay Strays. That's up next, followed by the trivia question of the day right here.
Comes from Silver Spoon, Golden Rule, private school, never miss Sunday church. And I come from blue collar, low dollar, out here where concrete meets old red dirt. And I don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. But when I close my eyes late at night, you can bet I thank my maker. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Oh, it's a little whole piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. Keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why. She's got a wicked smile, angel eyes, every guy wanting to hold her close. She's as pretty as sin, like the sun sinking down on the California coast. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am.
not just alone for the ride. She's my biggest fan. Oh, let's hurry her whole piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering. I'll take her wherever she wants me to take her. Oh, she keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. And it's a and I keep on wondering why.
Red Clay Strays with Wondering Why. Fresh on the country, brand new stuff today. All right, well, here is the trivia question of the day. The winning answer wins, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Stop down and get a great treat there today, some great food. And I think the lucky leprechaun from St. Paddy's Day might still be hanging around, so check that out. What is the most common food pet name for dogs? Is it A, pancake, B, cookie, C, biscuit, or D, Oreo? The most common food pet name for a dog. 608-647-4155. Big mover on the chart this week, up five spaces for Tim McGraw.
She don't drink whiskey much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. She never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does, I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one that had it, I hope she never breaks. I hope she never quits me. I
Tim McGraw's latest up five spaces. Way to go, Mark Noble. He knew the right answer today. The most common food pet name for dogs, according to the survey, would be Oreo. Should have answered D. Here, Oreo. Here, Oreo. Anyway, congratulations, Mark is the winner, courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Along with Oreo, there's Cookie, Peaches, Taco, and Pickles. Basil, Vino, Berry, Wonton, Caramel, Pickles, Marshmallow, Muffin, and Snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodle, that's a little bit too long a name, isn't it? I think so. Somebody told me once it's better if it's a one-syllable name for a dog. But anyway, whatever. Oreo would be three, right? Congrats, Mark. You're our winner today, Friday, VIP from WRCO and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Technically, I guess Squirt is a food name. You know, there's the soda pop Squirt, so I never thought about that. Anyway, in the community, Richland, Sauk, and Grant County meal sites are all now closed, and there will be no home-delivered meals in those counties today.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium, starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd. Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. The salute to our farm families is provided by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HDTV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh is Ace Harvest. Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coming up, the number one tune most played in country music this week. But first of all, a tune from Christian artist for King and Country featuring Lee Bryce. It's called Checking In.
Hey there, son. It's Dad again. I know you're busy, I'm just checking in. Just call me later if you get a chance. I don't want nothing, I was just wondering how you been. There's no telling how many times I've let that message play. Been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. And I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Hey, Dad, it's me checking in. I'm doing all right. Work's been a little hard. Don't worry, I told Mom I'd be by to cut the yard. These kids are good. Yeah, you should be proud. I probably should let you go. I'm just missing you right now. There's no telling how many times I've let that message play. He's been gone. But it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Hey, that is me checking in. I'm just checking in. There's no telling how times I let that message play. He's been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Yeah, I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. That's me checking in. It's Dad again. I know you're busy. I'm just checking in.
For King and Country featuring Lee Bryce on WRCO. Fresh from the country, most played country songs across the land. Chase Beckham in 23 at number 5. Parker McCollum is at number 4 this week with Burn It Down. Morgan Wallen, Man Made a Bar. featuring Eric Church. That's at number 3. Hardy and Truck Bed is at number 2. And the number 1 most played across the land, a couple of guys who have been giants in the music business the last several years, Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen together.
Hey,
it was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Number 1 this week, Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen on WRCL, FM Richland Center, Wisconsin. Fresh from the Country has been sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. We make way after putting the wraps on our morning session for the news update from ABC. That is next, followed by today's morning show, talking about some big news from Grace. That's straight ahead today. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition.